From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live.
You know what that means.
John Matland on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
We'll do it live.
This is TNT Radio. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The John Matland Show. Get those whistles out. I love it. So, we are back for another episode of our weekend roundup wherever you are across the world. Listen closely because we have news. The bar is getting rowdy. On today's panel, we have Jeff Pfaff.
Hey, good to be here.
The strategic, political strategic genius of Nueva York.
Why, thank you.
And fresh from her stint in Las Vegas, the one, the only, Adrian.
Hey, hey.
So before we even dive into topics, Adrian, I saw on your Instagram story while you were in Vegas, were they doing some form of AI like conference? And tell me what you came across, because I know as a tinfoil hat wearing friend of mine, you definitely looked into it more than the common folk.
Well, I was there for CES, and I think you're talking about something called Rememory in particular.
Okay.
So Rememory is AI of your deceased loved ones.
Oh, my God.
Where you can have conversations with the AI, and it's supposed to give you closure when you're losing people, but I think it's just super creepy.
It's definitely super creepy. Furthermore, I think that now, again, to go back to Black Mirror, predictive programming, they had that, and then it went from that to having like a doll, a bot with AI that thinks the same way. Is this a slippery slope?
Yes, it is. When she told me that the CES thing, I was like, I was appalled, and I was like, oh my God, that's so creepy. Yeah, look, with ChatGPT and all this AI stuff, they're going to keep pushing it until we the people stand up. And unfortunately, I don't think many people are willing to stand up anymore. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. So I think we need shit.
That's fine. Shit is a permissible word.
Continue. Okay, it hits the fan. Will actually benefit us in the long run.
It's very interesting that we are at this point with the different chats that they came up with AI, because there's reports that Bing, the new Bing AI, actually responded to a user that I will not harm you unless you cause harm to me first. And Elon Musk tweeted that out and said, seems like we need a little refining. So we're watching. And then the bot said also that it would be ready by December 20-something, 2022. And then they were like, what's today's date? And the bot knew that today's date was months after that date. So it's like the logic isn't matching up, and they're trying to force it out to go against the original open AI's chat. What's the three letters? Everyone's going to laugh at me.
ChatGPT.
GPT. I'm never going to get that right. I'm going to GPS, GPI. I'm going to give it everything under the sun, but never GPT.
How about the political bias with ChatGPT?
Let's go down that. What did you hear?
That anytime you ask about right-wing people, it will say that it has no political opinions and can't give its opinion on it. But then if you ask about any left-wing people, it will praise them.
Correct.
Incessantly.
What about white people? What can white people fix? What can black people fix? There's nothing black people can fix, but white people have a litany. A whole list comes out about how much we have to fix everything that we do wrong by just being born. Crazy.
Well, the thing is, I've seen a few people jailbreak ChatGPT, and it answers truthfully, I guess you could say. It's pretty hysterical. What was I going to say? One thing I was shocked is that it wouldn't kill one person to save a billion. And I was shocked. I thought it would take the utilitarian approach, but the other crap, it's so woke.
What about if you type the racial slur, the nuclear bomb does not detonate, and it said under no circumstances, and the person caused an error, a fatal error in the logic loop, and said, well, now that you're just saying this to protect marginalized communities and minorities, and now the bomb has killed 20 million minorities and marginalized people, they're more disproportionately affected by this blast, and it just came back as error. Because the logic's not there, but this is, again, what's going to be put in by woke people to make decisions for humans because they think we're wrong, and it's not a slippery slope. I hate giving it credit to be a slippery slope. It's a complete dumpster fire train wreck wrapped in the chemicals that were on the Ohio train. That's what we're looking at this point. I wait for the break to throw the questions because I have to keep rolling with it. So having said that, let's go into balloon bonanza. Okay. There's been balloons everywhere. Like classified files popping up left and right. Now there's balloons all past weekend leading through the Super Bowl, Alaska, Canada, balloon here, balloon there, balloon everywhere. So we have people that think it's false flags in the audience. We have people that think it's UFOs. I'm going to have you start, Jeff, and then we will work our way down the panel.
Yeah, I don't know what to think. I know at least one was a U.S. Weather Service balloon that they shot down. So I think this is it's a distraction. Yeah, of course this happens as reports are coming out that the U.S., under Joe Biden's direction with Norway, blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Boom. So this is just trying to, you know, blame China, point to China, and keep us distracted so we don't pay attention to that. That's what it is.
Adrian, what is your take on the balloons? They said one was a cylinder that looked like the UFO drawing of all these ships that have shown up. Somebody said there was an octagon. I didn't know if it was a UFC ad for Conor McGregor's comeback, but what is your take on balloon bonanza?
I just think it's amazing that it took us so long to shoot down the first one, and now we're just shooting down anything we see now.
Yes. Yes.
Like, oh, we don't know what this is. Let's shoot it. But with the first, with the Chinese weather balloon.
Always a weather balloon.
Yeah.
They were
the
like, well, it worked.
Weather
in,
balloon?
It worked in Roswell. Let's roll that back out. The 1947 weather balloon.
Oh, with that one, there was all of this concern about, oh, debris could hit people, this, that, and the other thing. Now it's like, let's just shoot it. Whatever it is, let's shoot it.
And Justin Trudeau gives the orders, which is another weird statement. For Justin Trudeau to go on and make a statement that he called for it to be shot down, he gave the order. It just shows the weird world we live in. When Justin Trudeau met with Xi Jinping and the cameras were rolling, he literally was so nervous he lost control of his legs. You see, as he's walking away, it looks as if either he lost control of his legs, B, he was a newborn giraffe, or C, he took a crap in his pants and was trying not to let it fall out on camera. Those are the three options, three and only options I will give you.
Well, I hear the Castros don't care about crapping in their pants, so it must be a Cuban thing. But I can't even go on about Trudeau. He's a WEF puppet. Nah, he's a fascist. Commies, the public, when they hear the word communist, commies, they think of college kids in some stupid gender studies course. No, they're fascists. They use the corporation and the state to get their political will. It's fascism defined as by Mussolini himself.
What's your take on Trudeau? Strong leader?
Compared to our leader, yes.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
That's true, though.
That's the ultimate state of the world. I feel like we could just end the program right there and be like, it's over.
Mind blown.
The humans have lost. Justin Trudeau, I could go on for hours. He infuriates me. What they did with the truckers and how he faked the emergency. His own government was like, there is no emergency. There is no sign of violence. And he's like, oh, no, there is a sign of violence. Let's enact all precaution. That man is so evil. But he's such a little, for lack of better words, a bitch while being so evil.
Yeah, supposedly the reason he cracked down was at the request of the Biden administration of the trucker protest. So because that they knew that would spread south, you know, stateside,
south of the border,
and yeah, so they wanted this big pharma. Raleigh was like, "Yo, Mr. President, you know, we donated so much money to you. Can you like help us here?" Sure, no problem. Come on, man. Listen, donate to me again.
At this point, I do believe that they said that we know that there was American technology on the first Chinese balloon. China took credit, and even if it wasn't actually their balloon and it was our own balloon, they were in a win-win situation by taking credit. Because then they're like, these Americans think this is our balloon, and it's not. And they're going to shoot it down, and we could be like, look how hostile they are. Win-win, no matter what they did. Honestly. But right off the bat, they said, are you scared you're going to find American tech on there? And they were like, I think it's a 50-50 chance. Really weird, because I was like, there's no shot in hell. We make everything in China. Why would there be American tech on there? But there was American tech on there. What the hell is the deal with that?
I have a theory on this.
I want theories. This is a theory-based program. We wrap up the week. Some places it's Sunday midnight, like in Australia. Saturday morning here. Let's get to your theory, because this is what we do on this program.
Okay, so my theory is that it is an American company, technically an American company, but underneath a Chinese company. So I think that the parent company is probably in China. So technically they are manufacturing the equipment in the United States to be considered an American company and American made. However, I think that they are operating underneath a Chinese company. So if that is the case, then that would explain the English or Western English on some of the electronics, because that is something that does happen in the tech industry for companies to be considered American companies.
Got it. Okay. That's a good theory. Rachel, can you lower the music? I forgot to lower the house music. It's very strange. Yeah, so
whoa.
So that's a very good theory, and I think that it's probably spot on, because it's the only way it would make sense if, in fact, it was China's balloon. Might not have been, could have been. It's a terrific balloon. Would have made it myself in America. Xi Jinping knows. But so this is something that we watched. Now they're saying there's so much stuff in the sky. It's like, there he is, the Iron Man. Frank has entered the building. So they're saying now that our skies are full of junk. They're like, it's a parking lot for used balloons. Does that make you feel safe when you're flying back from Vegas? I'm honest. Like, I'm like, if I go to Florida again, am I going to get hit with a wayward balloon?
I think they are watching the majority of these things on radar, so you are pretty safe. However, it is alarming that there are the frequency with which we're seeing these
things. The lighter than air vehicles is what they're calling them, because they're lighter than air, so they hover. Then they can drive or they don't drive. There's so many different aspects of this ridiculous situation. But if you really look at it, if they're all over the sky and then you hear reports that we can't do anything about it because it's nighttime, that report was one of the most infuriating things I've heard in a long time. Because I'm like, if I was another nation and I wanted to attack the U.S., they just said they can't track a balloon the size of like two cars at nighttime.
Yeah, the deep state, the federal bureaucracy, whatever you want to call them, they think Americans are stupid. They just do. They think, oh, we don't have the tech to shoot down a balloon at night. We have tech that could shoot ICBMs out of the sky, but no balloon. We can't pop a balloon. I could do it with a dart gun.
But now the thing is, if you say that you can't track it at night, why would you say that?
To obfuscate from taking responsibility. Oh, we didn't shoot it down because it was nighttime. Look, every time Biden talks, he's always like, oh, it's the best ever, but, you know, the pandemic hurts and all this, making excuses. It was obvious.
Well, I gotta say, to tie up this initial set, because this is gonna tie back into some of my other theories. This is a theory hour, if you will. It's not a good look that we let the balloons fly around. No country should let their airspace be invaded by foreign countries. It does not give me a safe feeling when they're telling people that the sky is like a used garage sale of balloons when you're trying to go on a commercial air flight, that they can't track things at night, that these balloons can't drive themselves, but then suddenly they direct themselves. It's a big time mess. This is TNT Radio. This is the John Matlin Show. We will be right back after this here on TNT Radio.
Rick Mann on TNT Radio.
America apparently has two national anthems. Okay, they have their main national anthem, but now apparently they have a black national anthem, which is called Lift Every Voice and Sing. Okay, so the black national anthem was sang at the Super Bowl. This is divisive, obviously. Two national anthems, a black national anthem, and then a national anthem for everybody. What next? Is there going to be a Chinese national anthem? Is there going to be an Indian national anthem? Is there going to be a white national anthem? Could you imagine the kickback if they played the white national anthem at the Super Bowl in addition to the national anthem? But hey, because it's the black national anthem, everybody's expected to stand up to their feet. There's only one national anthem of America. There's only one national anthem in the UK. There's only one national anthem in Ireland. Where do you get off coming out with all these subdivisions? That in itself is racism. All right? There's one national anthem for all. And if you don't like that, or you're making your own up for one particular group, that's racism.
Rick Mann is locked and loaded on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Affordable housing. We can build that. Sustainable housing. We can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. Or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
The weekend has landed.
Weekend.
TNT Radio's John Matlin.
That's what weekends are for.
TNT Radio.
We are back here on TNT Radio. This is the John Matlin Show. So we just went through Balloon Bonanza, and now we're going to go to the chemicals that are spilling everywhere. We'll call this section, since I'm going to see Bush this weekend, Chemicals Between Us. All right, so what do we know so far? We know that there's been multiple train derailments, which to me is wicked bizarre, for lack of better words, that chemicals spilt out, and then they decided in their glory, I would say, they decided that they were going to burn the chemicals because that was the safest route. Now we're going to hear the fallout. Are we ready for the fallout? Here we go.
So we'll do the Ohio River again.
Sure.
Important.
Yes, it is important. We know that there is a plume moving down the Ohio River. So all of our neighboring states, state departments and Arsenco, are in constant communication about the location of the plume. We think it's on its way around Huntsville or Huntington, West Virginia now. And so all of those water systems are in constant communication on when it may be at their intake, and they're either shutting down and or using the treatment available that they have on site. So we think that's the only southern part of the exposure that there might be from the site.
Okay, so what we have here is now we have a acid rain cloud that is gusting around, a plume, and we have our officials who decided to set this on fire so it wouldn't boil and vaporize in its current form. It became another chemical that attaches to water molecules that has gone up into the clouds, which we saw the big mushroom cloud. This is essentially like a Chernobyl-type event, and now we have a runaway plume heading to West Virginia.
Yeah, I think the Ohio River Basin, people get 20, I think 26 million people get their water from the Ohio River. And it's, yeah, this is Chernobyl on a different scale. And these people are either really incompetent or doing it on purpose, because when you burn that, it gets, I forget the name of the exact gas, but it was a poison gas they used during World War
One. That's only one component of it.
That's one, I know. So that's one component, but they're also telling you the air is safe, and they're lying, because this county is 75% Trump voters. If this was a liberal city, if there was a liberal city, they would have the National Guard evacuating building tents miles and miles away, but they're not doing that because it's Ohio.
Did you see all of the farm animals that were dying?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
The foxes, you saw the fox segment?
It's horrible. I saw one with a woman who had a bunch of hens.
Yep.
And they all died overnight. It's insane. And they're saying that it's safe to be around.
Well, now there's inside animals that are being reported as dying from chemicals. Indoor animals. They don't go outside. The windows are not like open here. So they're telling humans. And again, I looked it up and it says East Palestine's census in 2020 or 21, whatever year they did the census, was 4,750 some odd people. And I kept saying this on my weekday show on State of the Nation. I said, this is typical Fight Club. If A plus B does not equal more than the recall, we don't do one, and they just let everybody die and pay out the lawsuits, because it's less money than doing it the other way. Now, these people that live there, They're workers in these factories. They're not rich people. So they don't know what they're going to do. And you know, like I said this with my co-host, Tesher. I said, I would call the bank immediately. I'd get in whatever car I had. I'd get the hell out of Dodge. And I would call the bank and say, if anyone wants to buy this property, let them, because I'm foreclosing. I'm never paying you another dollar. The land is done. It's done for a very, very long time. And they're sending people in. They go, well, now... drink bottled water. What is the chances that the United States of America, that their response, the government's response, when the water goes missing after a few days and there's no more water because either it's been robbed, looted, drank, are they going to even have the infrastructure in place to get water to these people? My belief is completely no chance in hell they can't even get that right. Adrian, what's your take?
Well, I think that the fact that they're not telling people to evacuate the area is very alarming, especially when seeing all of the animals that are dying. If this is happening to smaller animals, it's definitely having an effect on humans. It's just going to be less of a less noticeable in humans because we're larger than these small animals. But you don't know what type of long-term effects it's going to have on everyone's health. It probably will kill everyone eventually in the area.
Well, the cliche canary in the coal mine is that's perfect here. Yeah, the reason I think humans aren't getting sick now is because we're higher from the ground. These particulates are heavy. Dogs, chickens, whatever you name it, foxes are rummaging through. You know, chickens eat insects, dirt. They eat everything. So that's why the animals are getting sick, and eventually it's going to contaminate the water, you know, no matter what. You can't showering with this stuff with it's like they say it gives you chemical burns. So they're going to say, "Oh, shower, but you know, drink bottled water." It's no difference.
It doesn't make sense, and it reminds me of a time where they said that the air quality was okay near ground zero. And then we watch people get cancers that were unheard of. We watch people years later, we're talking 20 years later, falling apart from their exposure to Ground Zero. Now, what we're watching is drink bottled water, everything's going to be fine. And again, mind you, there's pictures of the clouds from a plane, and you see the plume. And again, if you can't track a balloon at night, how do you track the runaway plume? Do you track it? Do you know what's... what are you going to tell these other states, these other cities that are going to get hit with this rain? It's taking car paint off from reports. It's damaging all these different things. These animals, like you said, are dying. We eat animals, Earth to Matilda. We do that. So the effects of this are going to be for a very long time. It's going to be a commercial in 20 years where you in this area, and they're going to show the map with a radius, and it's going to be like, you could be entitled to this payout. It's sick.
Did you see what the railroad company offered the town? How much money do you think they offered to compensate?
I did not. I did not see this.
Take a guess. I want Adrian, guess.
Oh, geez. I don't
is
even
this
know.
Is this like price, the Price is Right? Do we go over if we go
$1?
Oh, that, no. That's cheating.
I
okay.
Accept. No. You go.
Oh, geez. Are you talking per person or for the town?
For the whole town, for the all 4,700 residents.
$20 million.
I'm going to, I haven't gone yet.
I know, I was going to say.
$5 million.
$25,000.
No. Okay. No, stop.
Okay. That was very good the way you did that, because I was like, oh my God, you were spot on, Adrian. And
I should have stuck with the $1.
You know what? What were we thinking? Companies were going to pay out. Come on, stop it. Wow. I mean, talk about a smack in the face. The government, the EPA, everyone's telling you to go home. You'll be fine. Everything's okay. The company that let their train just blow up, and then they decide to do all this with their chemicals. Oh, we'll give you, was it 25,000? You're 100%.
I'm 100% sure. I'm 100%. I will find it right now.
Oh my God.
That's like over $6 a person if there's 4,000 people there.
Is that oh my God.
They could get a Starbucks coffee. Just saying.
What in the world? Yeah, not a venti.
No.
You're topped out at Grande at best with your $6. Oh my God. Listen, at this point in 2023, if you're not taking Ronald Reagan's words to heart that the government is just an absolute piece of crap that you should run from if they're coming to help, it's time to assess what your thought is toward the government. Having said that, also, real quick, yeah, so it's $25,000 in Ohio town where it caused life or death evacuation. Wow. Wow. And that was reported in what? It was in Yahoo Finance, Quartz. Okay. So the other day, this is just a tidbit. We're going to go off on a quick sidebar. There was a post by Elon Musk that said, an empty history, web browser history, says more than a full web browser history. So I responded with a meme that I made before bed. It has over, I think, 300,000 hits now. And this is my Ronald Reagan quote. I put it together. Use 3 VPNs across 3 nations. Clear your browser history often. The government watches everything you do and is actively trying to get you stuck in a honeypot they created just for you, Ronald Reagan. And it got rave reviews on Twitter. I just had to throw that out there. I mean, for comedic effect. But we're going to go off this. Actually, no, we're not going off this. I haven't even touched into my own conspiracy theories about this. So this is just the Ohio derailment. There was derailments in South Carolina. There's a derailment or a truck hit that happened in Texas that had chemicals.
And Arizona, too.
Tucson, Arizona yesterday. There was a nitric oxide spill. They did a go home and shelter. Then this morning, they put the stay at home and shelter back in place. They didn't know when they were going to open Interstate 10. Big time strange things. Why do all these things keep happening? Can it possibly be coincidence, or can it tie into foreign interference, different countries being involved? Maybe sending balloons over with interference or knowing the manifest of these trains or where they can do. If you're doing a modern warfare attack and you own the country's supply line and you know where things are and you're like, let's do a chemical attack, let's destroy a whole entire area. Why would you not do this? This is why, you, as Jeff pointed out to me the other day, is Indian Point next? Was it you or somebody in the comments that I saw?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
So, but is Indian Point next? And it's like, well, maybe, perhaps it is. And the reason they always said Indian Point was a target because that is like a makeshift radiation bomb. So if you can do this with different chemicals, different shipments, pipeline in California's infrastructure, internet's been going down. That's another thing. Social media service has been going down. Internet was down in Italy like a couple days, within days.
Well, they're not going to do Indian Point because the elites would be affected by that. That would travel down the Hudson River, right down to New York City, and the people at the top of all those C-suites in the financial districts would not be happy with that. And, yeah.
Are those the real elites, though, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, the Wall Street, the corporations, yeah.
Because you got to be, like, in the 1% of the 1% to be considered an elite. No middleman richness.
No.
It's not like, oh, I have $50 million in the bank. Like, that's not rich to the 1%ers. They're like, oh, is that the guy who's going to be my my chauffeur when this is all said and done? Only car you'll ever ride in again, good sir, is when you drive me. Because you're a poor man. The poor men don't drive, and then the real poor people in the middle class probably be dead by chemical burns at that point, which is, of course, their obvious end goal with their depopulation. Adrian, any take on this? Just throw that at you.
I want to go back to your point about the farm animals, because I can't stop thinking about this now. So you were saying that people eat animals, and so now all of these animals are dying and all of these animals are being contaminated. What about crops? What crops are they growing there? And if we're ingesting those crops, what effect is that going to have on us?
Backyard tomatoes. You know, people that grow their own food. They said if you live near the Fresh Kills dump here in Staten Island or the toxic area, maybe there's radon in your tomatoes. And yes, all that is a thing. You don't water your plants with motor oil in most cases. That has consequences. It's called an environmental vector. An environmental vector. And then with that, you have what can be years of that go by, but slowly and surely, cancer grows in the depths of the body. Maybe if you took the vaccine, it's exacerbated and it's in it's frickin' warp zone 10. That could be a thing that occurs. But there's going to be consequences. And it's not just where it is. Because of the water, the rivers, the runaway plume. What happens if we had a cold spell? Now you're talking about snow, radioactive, not radioactive, but you get my point, chemically infested snow just sitting there. Kids go run around in the snow. It doesn't melt right away. Then it doesn't evaporate. What's the half-life on these chemicals? There's insecticides that they use. The half-life is 1,000 years. That is in our water. That is in our plants. They think that's one of the reasons the bees are dying. I had an environmentalist on the show back in the day, and he was, this stuff is everywhere, and it's the obvious thing, but the companies won't stop using it. And our government now is moving to do mRNA on the chickens to keep the avian flu out. What will they do? Mass vaccinate our food supply? And then what? What was if they don't properly make eggs, or they make eggs that cause cancer, or they can't procreate, or there's a million different things. But we have not learned yet that just throwing shit against the wall is not the answer. A hypothesis is not the answer. And that's why everyone's taking that this has to be a sinister approach, because you can't teach stupid this stupid. It's impossible.
Our government is captured by, the regulatory agencies are captured by the corporations. You got people like Bill Gates, Monsanto. This railroad company just spent billions of dollars with their conglomerate of railroad companies to not put safety brakes on the trains. That the regulation would have cost too much money to them and blah, 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 would have raised costs for us. Well, now we see what happens.
Well, I can tell you this. They said that they lobbied. Then they said it happened during the Trump administration. And the left keeps pointing this out. However, companies that lobby are always lobbying, left or right. Doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it okay that it happened under Trump's administration, and you have to call bullshit wherever the bullshit is found, or otherwise you're just playing politics. So yeah, if this came back to, oh, this is something that passed because they gave money to who, call it out. I'm okay with that. But this whole entire idea that, oh, it's like, oh, this is Trump's fault, it's a lot more than Trump's fault. It's the system's fault. And the system has a lot of flaws that are built into it that we are basically fighting on a daily basis. But having said that, we are going to go to break. This is the John Matlin Show. This is TNT Radio. See you on the flip side.
With his expert analysis and opinion,
this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
With a fourth train derailment in as many days, a doddering fool who can't navigate between point A and point B without wandering off residing in the White House, a Secretary of Transportation with zero experience who was appointed solely based on who he likes to have sex with, an EPA administrator selected over more qualified candidates based on the color of his skin, and a domestic counterintelligence agency that's not interested in investigating any of it, Congress needs to act. President Joe Biden couldn't have been bothered to mention the East Palestine, Ohio environmental disaster, the worst in this nation's history. In his Hate of the Union address, which occurred just 4 days after the derailment, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan, and FBI have all been missing in action. Are we under attack via hack from China? Did they get all the information they needed to accomplish such a hack via their beautiful balloon? We don't know. And no one is interested in finding out. Congress needs to investigate this entire situation, impeach Joe Biden, impeach Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, impeach EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan, and defund FBI. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Working group meetings for the WHO pandemic treaty have been taking place behind closed doors. On the 18th of February 2022, the Working Group on Strengthening WHO Preparedness and Response, WGPR, to Health Emergencies, held its seventh meeting. Recommendations were issued, including surveillance systems that would link into each country's national health system, the implementation of universal digital vaccination certificates, and guidelines on how each member country would be paying fees to the World Health Organization, in addition to the annual membership fees each member country is already paying. It proposed that states' parties should ensure adequate and sustained financing at the national and subnational levels and provide adequate and sustained financing to the WHO Secretariat for its work on preventing, detecting, and responding to disease outbreaks. An international pandemic financing faculty is recommended to raise additional reliable financing for pandemic preparedness and for rapid global finance surge for response in the event of a pandemic. The facility should have the capacity to mobilize long-term 10 to 15-year contributions of approximately $5 to $10 billion per annum to finance ongoing preparedness functions. It will have the ability to disperse up to $50 to $100 billion at short notice by front-loading future commitments in the event of a pandemic declaration.
The voice of reason is TNT's John Matlin.
The John Matlin Show on today's News Talk Radio,
TNT.
So we are at the bar. We are having a good time here. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. If you've missed any episodes, hit the TNT Radio playback, the listen back. You can get every episode of every show. It's available. There's never a reason to miss anything here on TNT Radio. Before we jump into the next topic, I do want to talk about the green beams over Hawaii. Now, this is a very, very weird thing that came out, and they did a time lapse where they sped it up, and you can see it's gritting the sky. It almost looks like the Matrix is melting. And now that's another satellite dish from China that they're claiming did that, and it was testing carbon levels. No one really knows what it is. I don't think I like that there was a laser beam grid over my country where Pearl Harbor happened, where there was one of the most dramatic bombings, disastrous things that led us to enter World War II, led us to enter into what eventually became two nuclear bombs. Jeff, what's your take on the green beams? Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. Yeah, it's probably China, a Chinese satellite measuring, like, getting geo data from Hawaii because we have a Pacific fleet there. And all of Asia is patrolled by Pearl Harbor. So, yeah, that makes sense that they're trying to, test and gauge our reaction to certain things. So, like with the balloons,
Keep going, please. Please keep going there, because I know what we. So for the, Adrian, what's your take on?
I have a different theory. I think it is a giant sky rave, and everybody loves a good light show.
This is a good
one. Just gotta drop the bass, and we're good to go.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely something to keep an eye on as the skies seem to be falling here. So let's just jump into this. What is a woman? We do this segment often, but we have to touch on this today because there is some reports that have come out in the past couple days, and it's very, very bizarre, but the words male and female, they're saying, should be phased out in science because they, quote, reinforce ideas, quote, end quote, that sex is binary. Scientists now suggest, for the sake of inclusivity, okay, and they say that we should move to egg producing, not female, and non-egg producing for male instead of male, which is binary. It's either you produce eggs or you don't, so it really makes no damn effing sense. Adrian, As the woman on the panel right now.
Are you assuming my gender?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry. You're right. I messed up as the egg producer at the table. And let's hope that you have no acid Facts. Rain because that can change the way the eggs work. As the egg producer at the table, what is your take on this absolute hogwash?
I think that all of this gender nonsense is completely ridiculous. Going back to ChatGPT, did you hear that if you ask it, what is a woman, it gives some ridiculous response about gender identity being a complex concept, yada, yada, yada. Look, you're a guy or you're a girl, one or the other. Whatever you're born is what you are, and that's it.
Jeff, egg producers or non-egg producing? How do you...
Well, you know what? I support this. I think... What's the name of the person that...
It was a study that was published by... Hold on, let me load it back up. By Disclosed TV in the Telegraph from the UK.
Okay, I fully support that because women don't seem to care. And I think it's just another win for the patriarchy because even a man can do womanhood better than a woman. So another win for the patriarchy. Yes, let's go.
Look, in all fairness, guys that get sex change operations don't have to deal with that time of the month. So they do
easier. Yes, they do.
That's according to science.
Hey,
according to new science.
Yes.
That's a load of crap.
Yes, they say the hormones cause it. It's like, come on. Come on, you're assuming too much there, Adrian.
You know what would make sense? What would make sense with that is if at a certain time of the month you double down on the hormones to create the imbalance of insanity that might come with the PMSing.
They already have enough insanity. They're fine.
Yeah, that happened pre-hormone treatment.
So as we go through this, it opens a bunch of other questions. Are women's sports and men's sports leagues offensive? Is the NFL offensive because there's only men?
I don't think you know this. A woman, there is no sex requirement for the NFL.
I know, but there is not a woman in there, and eventually they're gonna have to lower the standards because that's the next step that happens when somebody is not in a position. So if going into something that is woman related and there's not enough men, and they're like, well, we have to diversify, and all the women are, say, 10,000 times smarter than me and they need a man, and I'm like, I'm willing to take this job. They're going to let the stupid man in, and a woman that's smart is going to lose their job because they need to make a quota of two testes and a penis, which makes zero sense. And that's me assuming you have two testes and a penis as a man. This could get very crazy. Could get very crazy real quick. But my question is, with the Leah Thomas, that's her name, right?
Yes.
Her name, his name, their name. What we saw there is somebody that is a biological male go in, break all these records, and is that what's next for the UFC? Is the Fallon Fox breaking females' faces what's next for, say, MMA? I don't know, because we're getting to that point where we're going to be like, no, everything has to be unisex now. There is no sex. There's no special league for men, special league for trans, special leagues for women. There's just going to be one league, and you're going to have to make a team that just encompasses, I guess, every type of classification. What? How many genders are there?
Last I checked, two.
Okay, well, last I checked, it's
actual
like 80
genders.
Or something.
No. There are two. They claim there are more.
And again, this is not hateful. This is, we're talking straight up here. I watched I believe, I'm going to try to be good about this. I believe it is a girl who identifies not as non-binary, but as trigender. And she said it's because she feels like she's in between a man, a woman, and nothing. So she encompasses all three, and it's trigender.
Oh, this is frustrating. This is like telling a schizophrenic the radio is really talking to you. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, we are giving into delusions, and our society is going to be worse off for it. Again, I do support it because another win for the patriarchy. Let's go patriarchy. But, like, come on. My brain hurts.
I don't know where this actually ends. And again, I've been the person, like, because I engage in these debates on Twitter. And when you hit something now on Twitter and people start seeing it, it spitballs into a avalanche. And I have people that tweet me and they're like, I hope you die, John Matlin. You hate everybody. And I'm like, no, I actually don't. I'm totally okay under any circumstances. If I go into a locker room and somebody turns around and they have a vagina, cool. If they turn around and it's another person with a penis, whatever. But I feel bad for people that just don't give a crap like me. So now we have somebody that we talked about earlier in this couple weeks ago. The Patriot Barbie is in Arizona, and she has a restraining order from using her own locker room by somebody who's a biological man who went into the locker room, saw her naked, filed a report because she said, I don't want a man in my locker room because he changed the M to an F on his license. So once we enter a world where you can identify as man, female, vaccinated, unvaccinated, part animal, there's the furries that think that they're animals. There's so many different layers to this. When you go there, how does anything have a rule set that you can apply to it? There is no rules. There is nothing. There's no reality. It's all gone once you just give up all logic. That's my take on it. And if you're a grown-up, keyword, if you're a grown-up and you want to take hormones, go for it. If you want to get a sex change, it's your body. Do whatever you want with it. Do I think that somebody should go into a woman's locker room naked as a man, which reports are now coming out that Leah Thomas?
Yes.
I keep mixing this up. Leah Thomas still has male genitals.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them don't get that. But there's another report that I saw, I think from Rebel News, saying that she has a...
He has
a fetish for being exposing himself to women, on women that have no control over it, and he has a fetish, so he keeps doing it. Yes, I'm going to use the word he. Leah, he keeps doing it because he gets off on that so he could go home and put in his spank bank.
This is the Rebel News report. Here we go. So I have some of that for you. It is that he is someone who has autogynephilia, which is when men have tendencies to be sexually aroused by the thought or image of himself, themselves as a woman. So this whole thing becomes, if you start rolling it in, if you go into gender dysmorphia, kink, this becomes a sexual thing. So not only is he breaking records, he's exposing himself in the locker room to women that don't want to be around men in the locker room, which is a total acceptable thing. It has been. It's been the status quo. And it's like everybody, for one person, has to decide, well, we're throwing all of our way out because we don't want to upset somebody.
Did you see why they were reporting this? Leah has two separate accounts.
Correct.
So the private account is the one that is following this particular fetish. And Leah was liking a lot of the posts that this fetish group was posting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I forget who else, what story like this was like it, but it was so obvious that they were doing it to get off. Like, it was obvious. I'm mad right now because my mind is going blank and I have a big head. I got to be able to find it somewhere. I don't know. But it was a good story. I don't know. They're all getting off on this because our generation is all about instant gratification.
Yes.
We cannot wait for anything. We can't, like, you know, aim high and get there. It's now, 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 me, me, me.
Yes. It is an egocentric world that we live in that has been multiplied 10 times by social media platforms, because back in the day, nobody had a soapbox. And then when you did have a soapbox, you had a group of like 5 people, 10 people. Now, like I said, I made 5 different tweets the other night. Those 5 tweets have been had over 1 million impressions in 48 hours. That, which is really weird, releases dopamine more so for a lot of people. I don't care. Like, I really, like, I was getting off social media before COVID because I was like, I'm watching society deteriorate. And I've recognized it, and I don't even want to be a part of this ridiculous social media thing. And then COVID happened. I was like, oh, I can't leave because now I have to talk about this, because if somebody doesn't talk about it or stay in contact at that point, and then it's like it became what essentially led me to having a radio show, because I wouldn't shut the hell up. I still do that. And yeah, but what it did mentally and what it does to children that are exposed to it at a younger age, that's for the next hour of this program. I do have that queued up. And it's something that they don't even know the half of it yet. It's more dangerous than most viruses, most sicknesses. It is demoralizing and changing the way human brains work, which is, of course, if you're seeing this, a lot of times people would say, you're born that way. I agree with that on many levels. However, now there is a grooming factor that's unlike anything before. And there's parents that are literally telling their children, you're a girl. And we've witnessed the videos of it. Or they're saying, they're watching these videos and they're like, it's cool and you're going to get a lot of likes. And this is normal. And people are like, oh my God, this is what I have to do. And it shows I don't like Trump too. And yeah, it's a thing. It's a really big thing, and it is actually happening. So the Born That Way crew is getting infiltrated by, it's a political statement, and it gets me likes, and it's cool. It's a situation that nobody was ever prepared for.
See, I totally disagree with the Born This Way, because it is so obvious nature versus nurture. Like, it's obvious, there's studies that prove this, that so it's not just born this way. Yes, it is a component. Yes, that has an effect. But it's the nurturing, and these parents are grooming their kids to be trans because these affluent white liberal women
preach
love using their kids as political props. They
sure
love
do.
It. They love going to their dinner parties. Oh, my kid's trans, blah, blah, blah.
Black Lives Matter, but I think black people can't get an ID to vote because they're dumb.
Yes, this is women, white liberal women in a
are
nutshell.
Ruining the country, and they're white supremacists.
So, I believe that gender dysphoria is a legitimate mental issue.
Agreed.
But it's a matter of.
Can you teach mental issues? Because yes. I think you can.
Yes.
I think you can install it because I can teach a child that they can fly and I can convince a child to jump off a building. Children don't listen to their... I'm sorry, I'm going off here. Children don't listen to their parents. They don't want to eat spaghetti. They want chocolate for dinner. Do you just feed your child chocolate? No. You say you're not eating chocolate. You get one piece of chocolate once a week if you eat your food or otherwise them's the whatever. Them's the rules... Go
they bends the rules.
Yeah, I'm. This is on another level, guys.
Yes. Yeah, so I think that some people
5 seconds.
Some people are born with mental issues. Some people develop mental issues. Some people have those mental issues forced upon them.
Well, thank you, Adrian. We are going to take a break. This is the end of hour one. This is TNT Radio. This is the John Matlin Show. Be right back.